Welcome to show number 15 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by NorCalSportsShop.com. What is up, my people? Hopefully everything is going well for you and your 401k is not completely in the toilet at the moment. But, you know, I'm currently playing in a little 10-cent tournament on PokerStars right now, so hopefully the sounds of chips and me beating my keyboard over my head when I lose doesn't get in the way of this podcast. But we've got a large show for you today. First thing is first, we had a contest and we have a winner, and it is from one of our most loyal listeners and one of our most regular contributors, and that's Mike from Indiana. He won the $25 either in PayPal or to NorCalSportsShop.com, and he decided to scoop some cards off the website and got some good deals, got some Pablo Sandovals, got a Jed Lowry. I think the day he hit the game-winning hit for the Red Sox last week, picked up one of those, a couple other things. So congratulations, Mike, from Indiana. He is our contest winner this week. And if you didn't get in the game, or if you don't know what we're talking about, we're going to run the same contest again. Those of you who've emailed me this month, you are in the game. And if you've commented on podbean.com and Podcast Alley, gave us a vote, we were currently, last time I checked on Podcast Alley, we were like number six or something in all of sports and leisure. So obviously your votes count, unlike other elections that are going on. Another thing, I just want to thank people that emailed me this past week. Ezra from Utah sent me some scans of a pack of Ballpark Collection he picked up. And he also picked up a pretty sweet Julius Erving, like ABA All-Star card, which was pretty cool, for a pretty good deal, I think like for $14. So just want to thank him. And that's about it. We are going to break this out with a little bit of news right now. What we're going to start doing now, I got a tip from Rick in Phoenix. He would like to know, you know, what's new this week or what's kind of on the horizon in terms of boxes and sports cards and stuff. So maybe you guys can plan ahead a little bit and maybe you can, you know, maybe budget around things, you know, considering maybe other investments are going awry for you. At least maybe sports cards are something that can do well for you. So we're going to talk not so much what's on the horizon now, but I'm going to cover a couple football products. I think football this year is going to be really good because you have, you know, Matt Ryan's playing well. Darren McFadden cards are obviously very valuable. Felix Jones for the Cowboys is looking very well. And there's quite a few others. I mean, obviously it's like this every year, but you know, this year in particular, you have quite a few rookies that are playing fairly well and look like they have a bright future. So, you know, getting football boxes, especially of the high-end stuff, might not be a bad idea. And I've picked out basically the super premium that's coming out basically in December and January. So, you know, the reason why I mention it now is because you're looking at maybe maybe $300 plus for a box of this stuff. So chances are, unless you're rolling in the dough, you might want to plan ahead for it. So a couple products we're going to talk about. First one is going to be Ultimate Collection Football. And normally this product was, it's always been about the same. It's always been like $275 for, I think, basically like two boxes. You got two pack boxes kind of. Well, they've totally reconfigured it this year. Now it's going to have like basically 15 mini boxes per pack. So you're going to have basically 15 packs per box. So that's kind of interesting. And every fourth to fifth pack has either an ultimate collection rookie jersey auto, and that's going to be of only the top 20 rookies. So by December, you know, they'll probably put this set together sometime in November. So it's going to be the top 20 rookies at that time. So you know, every fourth or fifth pack, you're going to get something pretty good. All the autographs are going to be on card, and there's quite a few other things here. I didn't really get a complete breakdown. It's still in the early stages of them putting it together, but it looks like it's going to be $80 to $100 per pack. So if there's 15 packs in there, you're looking at maybe $1,000 for a whole case of that stuff. But, you know, on the pack level, $80 to $100, it might not be a bad rip because Ultimate Collection often has some pretty cool stuff in it. Another thing After that is playoff contenders. Everybody knows about this, has the rookie ticket autos, and they're always a variant print runs, and they often have guys that kind of fly under the radar in contenders. There's like a Tony Romo and a Tom Brady in the past that are worth quite a bit of money. And that's about the same. I didn't see too much of this product broken down any differently. Looks like it delivers the same, about 4 to 5 to 6 autographs per box. And you're looking at between 115 and like 130 a box. You might be able to get a little bit less, so it might be a little bit more, but that's the range you're probably looking at. And again, that comes out January 7th. And another very intriguing product is going to be Top Sterling Football. This is the first time, if you collect a little bit of baseball, you know that Top Sterling Baseball is pretty cool because it's always loaded with a lot of prospect stuff. Has a lot of autographs, very expensive stuff. It's like 240 plus per box. This football edition is going to come out January 19th. And it's going to have, in every box, has one autograph or jersey numbered to serial number to 10 or less. So that's actually pretty cool. And I've also seen some clips of a Walter Payton. I think it's like a patch cut autograph. So that's pretty cool. There's going to be some other things called mystery envelopes in there with all kinds of other things. So if you're interested in Top Sterling, again, it's going to be probably 250 a box, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more. But if it's something you're interested in and maybe you know about the baseball product, I encourage you to check it out more. And we will have more news on these products as time goes on. But I want to thank Rick and Phoenix for, you know, this is a sports card podcast, by the way. So we might as well talk a little bit more about sports cards. And so look for every week we'll be having something like this where we'll preview some products that are on the horizon. And the last bit of news that goes along with this, Topps actually canceled a few products, and you may have known about this already, and it may not be that big of a deal, but election collection, that might have had something to do with the political campaigns. I have no idea. But that was canceled, and they also canceled Topps Predictors Basketball. So that's on the way out as well. So you want to keep an eye out for these football products that are coming out. And on the next show, we'll highlight maybe some products that are a little bit closer to their release date. But I wanted to give you the heads up early on for this football stuff because I think it's actually a decent product. And it's something you might want to get your hands on if you've got the cash flow. Well, that about wraps it up for this segment. When we come back again, I have no idea what we're going to be talking about. So I'm going to leave it a mystery and play a little bit of music for you guys. And when we come back, we'll talk about something related to sports or sports cards. You'll find out after this. Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug. All right, we are back, and I actually have a special guest for here today. It's going to be my brother, Ryan. Say hello to everybody, Ryan.
How's it going out there?
And hopefully, I'm going to do a little bit of interview with my brother, and he's been collecting for a long time, same basically about as long as I have. But we're going to go through maybe the thought process with somebody else. I'm sure you've heard my thought process, but maybe give you a little bit different perspective today about, you know, going through the evolution of being a collector, maybe moving into selling, maybe doing a little bit of both, and the kind of decisions you have to make. Just like as we've seen, you know, this last week in Wall Street and all those kind of other investments, there's all kind of investors. There's guys that are in it for the long term, and there's guys that are in it for the short term. And you really have to kind of make a conscious decision, and the same thing goes for sports cards. So, you know, I know my brother started collecting a long time ago. I think we were about 4 or 5 years old. And maybe let's bring us back to that time, Ryan, and kind of explain some of the things you were looking to buy back in those days. Obviously, the cards were quite a bit different. But, you know, tell us what you were focused on, you know, really early on when you first started collecting. What were you trying to get out of the hobby?
For me, and probably the same with you as well, it was just about having fun and going to the grocery store, the little card shop, and getting packs for 50 cents, 25 cents. I think the most expensive pack back in our day was 89 Upper Deck, I think at the time was a dollar a pack. And, you know, you couldn't even, at that age, you couldn't even think about spending a dollar on a pack because that would be your whole bankroll for the week. But for me, it was about enjoyment. It was about collecting players that I liked, players that I watched, Will Clark or players on the Lakers, Magic Johnson, James Worthy, Nick Van Exel when he first got there. So for me, it was just about collecting players that I watched on television and guys who I knew things about and rooted for them.
And this was obviously, we have a lot of younger listeners, and they don't know anything about the day before the internet or before cell phones and all those kind of things. And so obviously we were in a time when there was no eBay. There was no such thing as the internet or buying cards online and those kind of things that are really prevalent today. So we bought sports cards mainly from a sports card dealer in town, or you traded with friends or in things like that. But I remember you had quite an extensive Lakers collection, and we actually maybe explain to the younger collectors out there what like a want list is. And I remember sending some things into Burbank Cards and getting a lot of cards back that way. And so you did a lot of collecting through the mail. You had to send off to these card companies, let them know what you wanted, and then they sent you back a price, and then you sent them the money, and then finally you got your cards maybe a month later. And it was quite a process back in those days. And maybe discuss maybe some of the ups and downs of that and maybe moving into the online world.
Well, it was a lot different before the internet, and more specifically eBay. You're right. Everything was by mail. I remember sending off, reading advertisements in Beckett or some of the other sports card publications back then, sending off for newsletters and monthly sales letters that these companies would send me. And it was exciting because I get something in the mail and I get to see what cards they had and box prices and what things cost. There was no, you know, at least at that point, there was no way to track that thing online, and you had to go through your local hobby shop or go through publications in print, or, you know, like I did, you know, send things off in the mail and go that route. Another fun thing that I used to do was send cards to the players themselves to try to get autographs. And I probably did that maybe, you know, 100 times at least, and had some success with that and got some things back autographed. And it's really nice to get things in the mail, especially when you're a young kid and a player has taken the time to sign the cards that you send him and send them back. That's just was a real neat aspect of the hobby, and something that probably has kept me in it to this day.
Yeah, we actually, Mike from Indiana, our contest winner, sent me a couple emails this week. He had some really good success with his through-the-mail autographs, and we'll discuss those maybe on the next show. But I want to go into, you know, eBay busted out. I think I had my first eBay account like 1999 or 2000, and it was pretty much right when that company started. I think they started maybe in 97 or 96, one of those. And so maybe talk about what you first did on eBay. You know, did you sell a little bit on eBay, or was it mainly buying?
Well, the game totally changed for sports cards when eBay came out. Well, more specifically, the internet and eBay just in tandem, just being able to now connect to the whole world. You could sell cards, you could buy cards from anyone in the world at this point, and that just totally flipped the whole game in the late 90s. In my opinion, it turned it more into a money making profit for the card companies themselves, because now they were you know, having to spend so much money to license these cards and buy these jerseys and compete with each other, that now we're talking about, you know, $10 per pack or more just to get some decent stuff. So eBay totally changed. And when, you know, when we first started buying on eBay, that was around, I think, like you said, 1999. And we saw a player at the University of Pacific in Stockton, Michael Olowokandi, who was the number one pick at the time of the Los Angeles Clippers. And we had seen him come up from UOP when he first got there and hardly knew how to play basketball, to all of a sudden being the number one pick in the NBA draft. For me, that was remarkable, and it led me deeper into the hobby. And we used eBay to get Olowokandi cards, and we probably had, I don't know, several hundred. Turned into a great investment, yeah. Wink, wink. But
well, to this day, we probably still have the best Michael Olowokandi collection there is. So
without question, at this point. you know, what is there to sell at this point besides giving it away? But it's really neat. I mean, the guy didn't know how to play basketball, and now all of a sudden he's the number one pick. So that was a unique experience for us.
And that's kind of what we were discussing earlier. You know, a player like Michael Olajuwon, obviously nobody really collects his cards very much anymore. And at the time we were buying him, people were collecting him because he still had some potential because he was still in the NBA. You know, to this day, I don't care. You know, I have no idea how much money I spent on Michael Olajuwon cards, but do I really care? No, because I was doing it all for the enjoyment. I wasn't worried about any return on investment. If I got some, great. If not, no big deal. But there comes a time when I think maybe you buy and sell enough when, you know, unless you know the player personally or have some kind of personal connection with the player. Yeah, maybe you do want to make some money off the player. Maybe my brother will touch on maybe making that transition from just collecting any Joe Blow or any set or anything you really can get your hands on to really starting to pick and choose and maybe being a little bit more choosy.
Well, he's right. After kind of getting over that initial just enjoyment period, you begin to think, well, can I make a little bit of money on this? What are the possibilities in that? So you begin to stop buying hordes of Michael Olajuwon cards and running up your PayPal account. You basically then start to research, how can you make money and what are the ways? Is it selling boxes? Is it opening packs of cards and then selling the cards on eBay? Is it buying large lots on eBay or somewhere else and then selling them off on eBay individually? You then begin to think about different ways to make money off the hobby, and it takes a considerable amount of research, and you have to pick and choose what now you buy, because every dollar is important, and every dollar, technically, you're now trying to make money. It's not about a hobby anymore. It's actually about a business and trying to make money and looking for ways to do that. Is it getting your business license and calling some of these large distributors and buying cases or multiple cases and then putting the individual boxes on eBay? Is it buying lots of single cards and then sitting around on them hoping that they go up? Like kind of prospecting, or, you know, like trading stocks, I guess, in a sense. You research a player hoping that eventually his cards will go up and he will have more success, whatever sport he's playing. So then you begin to look at different things, and it's not really about a hobby. You're not only looking at your own favorite team or your own favorite set of players or your own favorite sport even. You're looking at the card collecting business as a whole and how you can make money. You know, what are the ways to make money? Is it on the internet? Is it creating your own website? Is it creating your own newsletter? Is it creating your own podcast? You know, it could be a number of different things. Opening your own store. It's just however far you want to take it.
Yeah, and I think that is the same for a lot of businesses. But, you know, with sports cards, we've obviously talked about the two extremes, either being a young collector or being a casual collector, or even a serious collector that really only collects their favorite team, their favorite players, players that they know, to the other extreme where you're only buying strictly for investment purposes and only buying to resell, and you don't have any personal attachments to the cards themselves or to the players themselves. And I think it's a, you know, it's an adjustment period that I know that I've had to go through, and I think my brother has gone through. And I think eventually you find a balance between the two. Obviously, we've talked extensively on the show about San Francisco Giants prospects, and we've talked about Lakers and, you know, the teams that I follow quite closely. And I think that that's not a bad tactic. You know, if you spend enough time watching a team on TV or listening to them on the radio or following them on the website, you're going to know some things that, you know, other collectors don't know. You know, obviously Mike from Indiana and all these guys, Ezra, all of them send me emails about teams that I don't know particularly a whole bunch about. And so it's all about expanding your knowledge, I think, you know, and I think that's part of the reason why I did this podcast as well, is to expand my knowledge a little bit, maybe get a few more teams in my playbook so I can capitalize on a few more sports and maybe some prospects that are up and coming, you know, off the Giants roster, because as we've seen, the Giants are not that good. And, you know, the Lakers may be tapped out. Maybe their cards have reached their height. So, you know, you got anything in closing, Ryan? Anything you want to add for everybody out there?
I think, you know, you just want to choose your own path and, you know, decide for yourself what the hobby is going to do for you. And like you said, maybe it could be a little bit of both. maybe you collect for fun, and then at the same time, maybe you're trying to make a little bit of money on the side, and you're not afraid to sell cards. So maybe I'll come back, and we can delve deeper into the topic sometime.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting point. Maybe this is part one of part two, although it's not planned, but we'll definitely get my brother back on the show at some other time. But if you got any questions for us, me or my brother, send them to sportscardshow@gmail.com. Send me an email anytime. It gets you an entry into this month's contest. We're going to run it till the end of this month. We'll run it to Halloween. And I'm sorry, I'm not creative. I don't know. My mind's just not being creative recently. So we're going to run the same contest. You get $25 in PayPal or $25 to NorCalSportsShop.com. Either one, your choice. Mix it up. I don't care. Send me an email. Ask for the links. Post some comments on Podbean.com. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Maybe we can get to that number uno spot this month. We'll see. But send us an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Send me your stories. What kind of collector are you? Do you collect casually? Are you in the middle, kind of like me and my brother? Or are you totally at the selling end and you don't care about Tom Brady and you don't care about Peyton Manning? You don't give a crap what they do. You just want to make money on them. But after this, we are going to wrap it up. Sorry about the short show, but you know, I just want to get one out there for you guys. And we'll do another big one for you next week. But after this, we'll wrap it up. This is DJ. I don't know what we'll talk about, but hope Zidic. You enjoy.
I'm getting balls right now. Something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. And this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Because we're going to make it a little mystery here tonight. This is DJ E-Zidic on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap.
All right, we're back, and we're going to wrap this thing up. Sorry about, again, the hiatus on the shows. I think I was about 2 weeks there, but it beats the couple weeks that I had with my computer. But if you haven't figured this out already, I'm not exactly on top of everything, but I am going to do my best to stay on top of at least 3 to 4 shows a month. I think we had 3 last month, so I was one off, but we'll definitely do 3 to 4 a month as promised. Some things to keep an eye out on. Basketball preseason started. I'm sure you've already seen the Greg Oden highlights. He dunked all over the Sacramento Kings players a couple days ago. The Lakers, I haven't actually caught any of the games. They've actually played 2, and I haven't seen a single one, but everybody looks good. I haven't seen too many major injuries. I think Antoine Jameson went down with some kind of knee injury. And then Portland looked great. I know Ezra sent me an email a while back. And if you listen to this podcast, you already knew Portland was up and coming thanks to our friend from Utah. But he also mentioned some guy. His last name's Fernandez. This dude freaking lit it up. I know it was a preseason game. But this guy was like Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, and like, you know, Dirk Nowitzki all rolled into one. This guy was unbelievable. One of the best exhibition games I've ever seen from a player. This guy looked fantastic. And I remember Ezra sending me an email about him a while back. And I'm definitely going to move him up in my fantasy basketball draft a little bit. And that being said, if you want to play a little bit of fantasy basketball, if you're into that kind of thing, send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. I have about, I think, 5 to 6 spots left in a 20-man league. So it's going to be a really deep league, and there's going to be some people taking it very seriously. And, you know, it should be a fun league, fun basketball league. So send me an email if you're into fantasy basketball. I'll send you the link, invite you up, and you can get up in that. And actually, if you do that, I'm going to give you 10 entries into this month's contest. But you must only do it for the strictly of playing fantasy basketball, not necessarily for the entries. I want people that follow the game a little bit and will get on there at least once or twice a week to check their team and see how things are going and maybe throw down a little smack talk, because that's always encouraged. But anyways, that's about it. Thanks for hanging with me, guys. I want to thank all my loyal listeners. You guys know who you are. Hope you enjoyed this very quick and interesting show, and we'll have another one for you early next week. And until then, I'll see you next time. Hope the stock market's treating you well. And I hope your home isn't foreclosed and all kinds of bad things don't happen. But, you know, maybe we'll all be rich by this time next week and we'll have some good things to talk about. But until then, I'll see you next time. Enjoy collecting. Good luck with it. Send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Send me any kind of questions, anything you want. Remember to enter this month's contest, and that will be it. Talk to you later.